now to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Andrew Skousen, and he's going to bring us up to date on the World Affairs Brief, what's really going on in the world behind the scenes. Andrew, thanks so much for being with us this morning. You pick up the ball and run with it.
Certainly, Dr. Stan. Well, it's a pleasure to be with you again. There are several stories this week in the brief, of course. The top story is about Syria. Even as Russia and China become more and more open about their building of weapons of mass destruction, globalists and neocons in and out of government continue to push the diversionary global war on terror as the primary focus of U.S. military policy. All this is part of a devious plan to make sure Americans don't see the big war that will be coming several years in the future with these two major nuclear powers. While the globalists have little trouble making the case for Islamic terror, since our intervention in Muslim nations around the world created more terror than we claim to solve, Glenn Beck has taken this hype about the Muslim Brotherhood threat to a whole new level, claiming that Muslim radicals are capable of, and intending to, conquer the world. He thinks Syria will be the catalyst here. Joel says, I disagree. Certainly the West is fully intending to take down Syria militarily, as I've been covering in past briefings. This week, the U.S. and NATO took two additional steps toward getting involved in Syria's war that was significant. The first, the French government this week announced quote-unquote proof that the Syrian government used sarin gas in an incident where militias in support of the Assad regime reportedly attacked locals with chemical weapons. Incredibly, this was supposedly done when embedded journalists from Le Monde, a French newspaper, were there to give report as a supposed credibility of independent journalism. Even when the French claim that only pro-Assad militia forces were present and therefore responsible, it doesn't prove anything. It would be easy to pre-plant a sarin gas canister in order to blame others. Even though the UN has proof of the Syrian insurgents capturing stockpiles of sarin gas and using them on civilians, I find it hard to believe Syria would be stupid enough to use chemical weapons, knowing that the U.S. is looking for this red line to be crossed, so they have an excuse to intervene. What is also suspicious about these claims is that the quantity used is very small. It's certainly not how gas attacks are usually deployed, and indicates these sarin samples were planted for political purposes. The second point. 1,000 Marines of the 24th Marine Expeditionary Force have been anchored off the coast of Israel since May. They are now landing and headed to Jordan, where they will be stationed near the border with Syria. This information, in combination with number one above, is the strongest indication Joel has seen yet that U.S. intervention is getting close in Syria. But none of this justifies the claim that this conflict is going to spill over into a regional war or lead to World War III, either by involving Russia, who is a reluctant ally of Syria, or by precipitating the rise of a Muslim caliphate and a new Ottoman Empire, such as theorized recently by Glenn Beck, which we'll cover a little bit later. Max Slavo leads a questionable group claiming that the takedown of Syria will lead to war with Russia and China. He says, quote, "The catalyst for the next great war will likely occur somewhere in the Middle East. Americans know this, as do the Russians and the Chinese. And as with the latest two great wars, the groundwork is being laid well ahead of time." Quoting from Debka File, "A large American military force disembarked Tuesday, June 4th, at the southern Jordanian port of Aqaba. According to our U.S. sources, the arrival of the U.S. force in Jordan was not directly related to the regular exercise, but decided on at an emergency meeting at the Pentagon on May 31st, which was attended by top military and civilian defense department officials. Just last month, the Russians, in response to a multi-year American naval buildup, deployed the majority of their Pacific fleet to the Mediterranean, and they are now shifting nuclear submarines to the region, end quote. Scholl says, the foregoing quote is misleading. The chief of Russia's military general staff, General Valery Gerasimov, said Russia currently has 16 Navy ships in the Mediterranean and would regularly rotate them to keep a presence of about a dozen. This, quote-unquote, the majority of the Russian fleet is still only a few ships, and most of those are support ships. So this clearly does not constitute anything in terms of a Russian military effort to inhibit a U.S.-NATO intervention in Syria. Without aircraft carriers or missile cruisers, this buildup is nothing to crow about. If the Russians really wanted to intervene, they'd station a couple of advanced fighter attack squadrons at Syrian air bases. Continuing with the Slavo quote, sides are being taken, with Russia providing material support to the Assad regime and the United States providing money and weapons to the Free Syrian Army rebels, who sources claim are not only not Syrian, but likely operatives of America's sworn enemy, Al-Qaeda. There will be no drawdown of troops or naval assets in the near future. Russia and the United States, as well as China, have strategic reasons for being in the region, and no one is going to pull back. A terrible future lies ahead for the people of Syria and the greater world as this conflict continues to escalate, end quote. Scholl says, I disagree with the claim that the Russians will not pull back. Russia is giving plenty of signs she is not serious about defending Syria, including Putin's remarks this week affirming the S-300 anti-aircraft batteries have not been shipped to Syria, despite contracts with Syria committing Russia to do so. Brandon Smith of altmarket.com put forth a more detailed scenario that he thinks will lead to a larger war. Quote, heavy weapons will be supplied to the insurgency, including anti-aircraft weapons, leading to increased casualties, especially civilian casualties. Assad will respond with expanded and deadly airstrikes, and ground troops will advance with the aid of Hezbollah. Joel comments, this is already happening. Iran will begin openly supplying arms. Joel comments, no sign of this yet. And step up covert supplies of advisors and ground troops. Joel says, no, the number will remain small. Syria already has a lot of highly trained military officers. Russia will increase arms shipments even further, including anti-ship, anti-tank, and anti-aircraft missiles in order to dissuade U.S. and Israeli interests from sending their own forces to the area. Joel says this doesn't appear likely, as indicated by the Russians reneging on the delivery of S-300 missiles. Syrian insurgents will begin losing ground quickly. Israel will begin regular airstrikes in the name of stopping Iran and Hezbollah from interfering in the war or to stop them from obtaining chemical weapons. Joel says, yes, very likely. The strikes will be aimed at Syrian military facilities and Syrian infrastructure. There will be many civilian casualties. Syria will respond with ground-to-air and ground-to-ground missiles. Israeli cities will see far more precise targeting than the Scud missiles used by Iraq during Gulf 1 and Gulf 2.
Hold that thought, Andrew. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and we're just talking about Syria and how, of course, America has now landed 1,000 Marines in Jordan, and they'll be moving towards the border, with Jordanian border with Syria. And so well, go ahead, Andrew. Pick up the story. Andrew? Andrew, are you there?
Sorry about that.
Oh, go right ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. So there are a lot of analysts that are expecting that this Syria conflict, if the U.S. gets involved, which it looks like it will, we certainly think that it will expand into a more full-blown war by drawing in Russia and maybe even China into the fray. And we are quoting right now from Brandon Smith of altmarkets.com, who says, that he thinks Syria will respond against Israel with ground-to-air and ground-to-ground missiles. Israeli cities will see far more precise targeting than the Scud missiles used by Iraq during Gulf 1 and Gulf 2. And that then Israeli will launch missile defenses against them. And but Joel says, no, Syria will not launch against Israel unless Israel does a preemptive strike against Iran. And the whole reason for targeting Syria now is to eliminate Syria's missile retaliatory potential before Israel attacks Iran. He says a no-fly zone will be announced over Syria enforced by U.S. and Israeli planes along with anti-aircraft batteries. Joel says that's probably true. And a violent false flag attack will take place in Israel, likely against the civilian population center. I would not be surprised if chemical weapons are involved. The attack will be blamed on the Assad government, Joel says. This is possible, but unlikely, except as a last resort. For instance, if the false flag sarin gas attacks don't justify intervention. End of this quote. It is doubtful that Israel will get involved in a ground war with Syria unless a larger Middle East war emerges after striking Iran. I think Israel will keep it to airstrikes and let the Syrian rebels act as cannon fodder on the ground. Brandon Smith continues. I think it highly probable that Israel will be the first Western country to invade Syria. However, their involvement will immediately draw a declaration of war from Iran and increase ship movements from Russia, which maintains a strategic naval base off the coast of Tartus. Israel will be swallowed up and will demand U.S. military action. The U.S. will come to their aid. Combat will spread into cross-border battles in countries not directly engaged in the fight. China will respond with economic retaliation, dumping the U.S. dollar as the world currency. Russia will respond by reducing petrol product exports to Europe and staging a massive naval presence in the region. And from this point on, all bets are off, end quote. Joel says, little of this is probable. Russia and China are not yet ready to seriously contend with the West and won't try until they are. That's part of their strategic military doctrine. As I have stated before, I believe, as in Iraq, Russia will let both Syria and Iran fall to Israel and the West, to let the West continue to build worldwide antagonism against them, paving the way for Russia and China's future rationale to take down the bully of the world. Russia will also be eavesdropping on all our military communications during these minor wars, despite their military intelligence base against us. In Glenn Beck's presentation on World War III, Who Are the Players and How Is It Happening?, Russia and China are not featured. Instead, he continues down the path started a year or so earlier of hyping the threat of Islam. Beck claims World War III could be happening very soon, given the rising instability. stability of the Middle East with the various Arab Spring revolutions. These, however, were engineered by the West and were not internal insurrections, except for the West's hiring of hand-picked insurgents to pretend this was a spontaneous uprising. Yes, there has always been hatred for the strongman regimes ruling Egypt and Libya, but no insurgent forces could do anything to dislodge them until the West began secretly backing the Muslim Brotherhood and even Al-Qaeda front groups. Beck's prediction that these uprisings will threaten Europe soon is also misplaced when he blames this on the strength of the radical Muslim movement. None of the Muslim problems in Europe would have happened had not the globalists, using EU integration, opened wide the floodgates of Muslim integration into Europe, just as they have done with Latino immigration into the U.S. Beck describes three groups that will be left vying for power in the destabilized countries subject to Muslim attack. First, the Caliphate. This is the radical Muslim construct of a unified world Muslim leader who will unite all the disparate factions in Islam. It's the dream of a new Ottoman Empire. Second, the Controllers Group. Beck doesn't explain what ties this haphazard list of communists, socialists, progressives, fascist bankers, Bilderbergs, drug lords, etc. together, and he doesn't seem to have a clue about who they are and how they could form a complex interaction between all the names he lumps together into his title of controller. Thirdly, the Survivors Group. In this group, he's referring to all the rest of us who don't want to be controlled by the Muslims or the controllers, but this isn't a very useful category for analysis. Joel says, my main objection to his theory is this. Beck correctly notes that the ultimate goal of the Muslim Brotherhood leaders is to establish an all-powerful caliphate leader according to Sunni Muslim ideology. On the other hand, the Shia Islamic sect preaches there will be a 12th imam, an Islamic messiah of sorts who will return only during a period of great chaos, which the Shiites view is their responsibility to create or facilitate, and is often portrayed beheading non-believers. Ultimately, Shia and Sunnis both believe in a final unified leadership, however impossible that may be to achieve given the hatred between the current leaders of these two groups. As to the Muslim caliphate becoming the largest threat to the West, I say it is nonsense. Sure, Beck has the video evidence of dozens of radical Muslim leaders bowing to chanting crowds to help them establish the caliphate and take over the world from the corrupt infidels, but this is as meaningless as the dozens of evangelical television ministers pounding the pulpit and claiming to conquer the world for Christ. I recognize there is a clear difference between conquering the world by verbal conversion versus the Islamic version of convert or die, but the glaring fact remains that no movement, political or religious, radical or mainstream, is going to conquer the world without massive amounts of modern weapons. Not even terror can conquer the world, and it isn't enough, as in the Arab world, have purchased billions of dollars in chemical or even nuclear weapons. Weapons in this day and age need constant repair, continual upgrading, and therefore continually new purchases. Any nation that doesn't have the inventiveness and high-tech manufacturing capability to keep up isn't ever going to be able to conquer the world. Iran had billions in high-tech U.S. weapons and aircraft during the reign of the Shah, including F-14 Tomcat aircraft purchased from the U.S. Within a year of the embargo from the U.S., they were all grounded for lack of spare parts. Iran is probably the only Middle Eastern nation that is actively trying to develop its own internal weapons facilities, and the globalists aren't going to let that happen. None of the Arab nations have any indigenous capabilities. The only reason the Ottoman Empire got to rule a part of the world was because weaponry at that time was fairly primitive and could be manufactured at home. All that has changed now. The Arab nations have always been armed by either the West or the East and used as cannon fodder in World Wars I and II. Today they are being used in a slightly different way as terrorist fodder to goad the world into increased militarism and lack of sovereignty. The Islamic threat is only as big as the globalists want it to be. Beck and his experts were particularly off base when describing how all this is going to go down. They point to Beck's chalkboard map and describe how the emerging caliphate in the Middle East conquers the rest of Africa, barely possible, and then takes over Europe. The Muslims can't run their own countries, let alone something as sophisticated as Europe.
Well, let me just interrupt here, and I think that these points are so well made And basically, it's the fact that, I mean, you hear all this talk about the Muslims taking over Europe. They are being allowed to do what they're doing. The riots that are taking place in Sweden today are primary Muslim riots, and the police are permitting these things to go on. And basically, Joel's point is that the Muslims cannot dominate the world because they don't have the industrial base to do it. They can't create or build jet airplanes. They can't build tanks. They can't build anything more than very minor weapons, and most of the weapons that they have, they get from the West. Who is financing the Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria? Why, we are. We're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and funding Al-Qaeda in Syria, and it's all a fraud. They're playing games with the minds of the American people, focusing our attention on the danger of terrorism, which we have been funding since its inception. Understand that, ladies and gentlemen. We are funding the terrorists. We've always funded the terrorists. There would be no threat if we weren't funding them. But we have to have that enemy so we get the American people to rally behind our government and give up our freedom as we move towards the dictatorship in the name of fighting the terrorists who are being covertly funded by our own government. Go right ahead.
That's right, Dr. Stan. Beck and his experts then point to Central and South America and expand on this superficial notion that Iran is making arms deals with Venezuela to hypothesize the entire fall of Latin America to Muslim influence. Not only is this impossible in Catholic Latin America, but they utterly fail to see the growing influence of China, which has made major inroads in Panama, Venezuela, and Bolivia. And has just signed a wide-ranging oil and trade deal with Mexico. China is busy buying up the gateways to trade and access to the military underbelly of the U.S. China's intentions are just as hostile. They are not some pie-in-the-sky idea of converting all people to a single religion. As for the controllers, that comes up short there, too. Only the globalists, who he largely ignores, are truly worthy of the title of controllers. Communists certainly are wannabe controllers, and many of the others, like the mafia or drug cartels, want to control their own corrupt fiefdom. But only globalists and communists have a unified vision of world control. And that vision entails eliminating each other in the process. But Beck, being a conspiracy denier, wouldn't ever allow himself to think deeply enough about this subject to understand why his construct is rather useless. Yes, there will be a major Middle East war very soon. But it's not going to expand into a world war. That comes later, and it will involve North Korea as the trigger and then morph into a full-scale nuclear war between the three major predator centers in the world, where Russia and China attack the strongest, the Anglo-American globalists. Well, that's it. That's the story about Syria right now. Now let's move on to Verizon and the NSA scandal, which, of course, is now blowing up. It's turning out to be only the tip of the iceberg. Joel says, as a Verizon customer, I'm outraged, but not surprised that they would be giving away access about customer conversations to the government. In reality, the secret order by the FISA court, we wouldn't want the public to know about this, was just a cover for what the NSA has been doing for years anyway. The Washington Post cited experts who believe the practice has been ongoing since 2006. Glenn Greenwald is the UK Guardian's point man on surveillance exposés. And he won't say who his source was for the leaked court-ordered ruling. The document, which the court required be classified until April 12, 2038, demands that no person shall disclose to any other person that the FBI or NSA has sought or obtained tangible things under this order. This is typical of government and their shills in U.S. courts who work to keep the public from knowing when government does illegal acts. But this case,
if I could just intervene, basically for years the government has been listening to many of your telephone calls to Project Echelon, ECHELON. Look it up on the internet. It long preceded the so-called war on terrorism. Basically, the English listen to our telephone calls. We listen to the English telephone calls. That way, officials of the government can go before Congress and say, we don't listen to the telephone conversations. They listen to them. They record them. It's all done by computers. And if you use certain words, then, of course, human beings will listen to it. They're all permanently recorded. Your emails, your faxes has nothing to do with terrorism. They're bringing this out now to make you think, well, they're just collecting the telephone numbers that you call, and it's all to protect you from terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, they want a dictatorship. We have a dictatorship. They have dossiers on everyone listening to this program. They just don't want you to know. We'll be back in a moment with Andrew Skousen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. And Andrew, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your dad, Joel Skousen, and subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, and then how they can get in touch with your dad and get his books on secure home, on strategic relocation, on certainly how to prepare for the very difficult times that lie ahead, ladies and gentlemen, because difficult times do lie ahead. And Joel has spent a lot of time preparing books to help you short-circuit so you won't have to spend all the time in thinking. He will tell you exactly what you need to be doing to prepare. The world we have known has ceased to exist. Our nation is morally bankrupt. It's financially bankrupt. And, of course, conflict is increasing as we continue financing our enemies. why would we be fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and funding al-Qaeda in Syria and in Egypt? And why would we be funding and giving large sums of money to the government in Egypt run by an elite man named Morsi, who's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, who has established a dictatorship there? Suddenly the Egyptian people are very unhappy with their government, that we are funding and giving them airplanes so they can oppress the people and tanks so they can oppress the people. I thought this was all about democracy. And ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, you're incredibly naive. We are establishing a world government and putting into positions of power certainly radical dictators who will go along with our agenda. And our agenda is to build up the Muslim Brotherhood. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. Go right ahead, Andrew. How can people get in touch with your dad, subscribed to his publication, The World Affairs Brief, and get his books?
Yes, well, the best way to break out of these naive understandings of what is going on around us is to regularly visit our website, worldaffairsbrief.com, where we try to continually pass off some of the news stories that we find more informative out there to supplement people's daily news. Becoming a popular site. A lot of people are going there often for updates on their news, and there they can also sign up for the World Affairs Brief, my dad's analysis about the news, and there's an easy button there, and they can sign up through PayPal. If people just want to try it out, they can send an email to editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and they can receive a one-time sample of the brief.
That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and right. Just ask for a free copy of the World Affairs Brief. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yes, and then they can find a link on worldaffairsbrief.com to our other website, joelskousen.com, and there at joelskousen.com is a listing of the three books that we explain to people how to prepare for hard times. The first of which is How to Relocate. It's called Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, where we go through each of the threats we believe is facing us and then how to relocate around them. The next book is The Secure Home, How to Secure Your Private Residence or Remodel to secure a private residence so that you can be prepared for the upcoming events. That's a large book. 700 pages. It covers everything from A to Z about that subject. For people that just want to build a secure room, they should get the High Security Shelter, How to Implement a Multi-Purpose Safe Room in the Home. And that details how to secure a single room to be able to keep your stockpiles hidden and safe, as well as protecting you and your family during a crisis, including a nuclear war or break-in or earthquake, tornado. All of these things are taken care of by this secure room. And all of these books are also available through you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stan?
By calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I would simply comment that last week, I talked to Peter Pry, who 30 years worked for Congress. He was the executive director of the various commissions that investigated the threat of an EMP attack. He told me that in Russia, they've taken a large mountain, they've hollowed the whole thing out inside, where they have space for hundreds of thousands of people who can live underground, in certainly with air conditioned supplies. Everything is there that they need to survive the coming turmoil. And they're doing this in other places in Russia, but this one area is just so mammoth. And, of course, we have areas here in America, but it's only for the elite, certainly under Denver Airport, but a number of other spots where the elite will go. They know a cataclysmic event is coming. That's why you should begin to prepare for yourself and your family. And I will tell you, I know people in Washington, D.C., very prominent people, who are actually making preparations for themselves and their families, but they're doing it very quietly. They don't want the average individual to understand what's going on. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. The average American is going to be left exposed unless he prepares himself. Well, we are in the middle of this story about the Verizon NSA spying scandal and commenting about how this is really only the tip of the iceberg. This is a little bit difficult to analyze because we already went into this story in depth last week, and yet more and more information is starting to hit the mainstream news about how the NSA is spying on Americans. This started out, of course, with the UK newspaper, The Guardian. Glenn Greenwald has come out explaining this. He says, this is an exclusive story, quote, top secret court order requiring Verizon to hand over all call data shows the scale of domestic surveillance under Obama. Joel comments, but the Bush administration was doing it too. The National Security Agency is currently collecting the telephone records of millions of U.S. customers of Verizon, one of America's largest telecom providers, under a top-secret court order issued in April. The order, a copy of which has been obtained by The Guardian, requires Verizon on an ongoing daily basis to give the NSA information on all telephone calls in its system, both within the U.S. and between the U.S. and other countries. The document shows for the first time that under the Obama administration, the communication records of millions of U.S. citizens are being collectively, indiscriminately, and in bulk, regardless of whether they are suspected of any wrongdoing. Joel says, just what I've been saying, except that I claim it is all telephone conversations, not just Verizon. The unlimited nature of the records being handed over to the NSA is extremely unusual. CISA court orders typically direct the production of records pertaining to a specific named target who is suspected of being an agent of a terrorist group or foreign state, or a finite set of individually named targets. The Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, CISA Court, granted the order to the FBI on April 25th, giving the government unlimited authority to obtain the data for a specified 3-month period ending on July 19th.
Hold the thought there, Andrew. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
discussion of Verizon is to give you the idea they're just collecting telephone numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not collecting telephone numbers. They're listening to your telephone conversations, and they're all permanently recorded and gone over by computer, and then they're stored away. And the emails, the faxes, everything is recorded. People say, well, why would they do that? Well, they want a dossier on you, and they have dossiers. But they cannot let the American people understand what they're doing. But they're not only doing it here, they're doing it in England. The English listen to record our conversations. We record their conversations. And then the NSA can say, we wouldn't spy on our people. And they can say that quite legitimately. They're listening to the English conversations, and the English are listening to ours. That's how it works. Oh, but, of course, the average American will never be told because they control ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and 90% of the media outlets, and the rest of them are afraid to tell you the truth. Go up on the Internet. You can check it out, Project Echelon, and that's been massively expanded since it was originated 30 or more years ago, and, of course, now, in those days, it was just simply the satellite and other electronic conversations. Now it's all of them. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. And now this information is starting to come out in small quantities to some of the major media outlets. Now, as we analyzed last week in the World Affairs Brief, we think that the reason some of this information is slowly allowed to come out bit by bit is to sort of accustom the people in the U.S. to realize that they are being eavesdropped upon. And each time this comes out, it's sort of allowed to die. The story just sort of peters out. There's no call for people to be taken into account at higher positions in Washington, etc. And this could be the next phase of that. The UK Guardian says this about it. Under the Bush administration, officials and security agencies had disclosed to reporters the large-scale collection of call records data by the NSA. But this is the first time significant and top-secret documents have revealed the continuation of the practice on a massive scale under President Obama. Joel says, here's the loophole the government is using to evade the law, quoting from The Guardian. The information is classed as, quote-unquote, metadata, or transactional information, rather than communication, and so does not require individual warrants to access. The document also specifies that such metadata is not limited to the aforementioned items. A 2005 court ruling judged that cell site location data, the nearest cell tower a phone was connected to, was also transactional data, and so could potentially fall under the scope of the order. While this secret order itself does not include either the contents of messages or the personal information of the subscriber of any particular cell number, its collection would allow the NSA to build easily a comprehensive picture of who any individual contacted, how and when, and possibly from where, retrospectively. Joel says, you can bet they are also building databases by sifting through the actual conversations. The court order appears to explain the numerous cryptic public warnings by two U.S. Senators, Ron Wyden and Mark Udall, about the scope of the Obama administration's surveillance activities. For roughly 2 years, the two Democrats have been stridently advising the public that the U.S. government is relying on secret legal interpretations to claim surveillance powers so broad that the American people would be stunned to learn of the kind of domestic spying being conducted. In a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder last year, they argued that, quote, there is now a significant gap between what most Americans think the law allows and what the government secretly claims the law allows, end quote. Joel says, these two congressmen were silent because they were only given access on the condition they never reveal what they know. But now we know more about it. It is not known whether Verizon is the only cell phone provider to be targeted with such an order, although previous reporting has suggested the NSA has collected cell records from all major mobile networks. Joel says, I can assure you it's not just Verizon. Well, Well, that time has arrived. Sorry, here, I'm just trying to skip to a different part of the brief to help you understand this full story before we get cut off here. There is the Glenn Greenwald just this morning has updated with a new story, which is entitled NSA Taps Into User Data of Facebook, Google, and Others, Secret Files Revealed. So last week we had reported about the Echelon program. Now it's starting to come to light about another program called PRISM, P-R-I-S-M. This top-secret PRISM program claims direct access to servers of firms including Google, Facebook, and Apple. All of these companies deny any knowledge of the program, but it has been in operation since 2007, at least, as we pointed out. Quoting from The Guardian, the National Security Agency has obtained direct access to the systems of Google, Facebook, Apple, and other U.S. Internet giants, according to a top-secret document obtained by The Guardian. The Guardian has verified the authenticity of the document, a 41-slide PowerPoint presentation, classified as top-secret, with no distribution to foreign allies, which was apparently used to train intelligence operatives on the capabilities of the program. The document claims collection directly from the servers of major U.S. service providers. Although the presentation claims the program is run with the assistance of the companies, all those who responded to a Guardian request for comment on Thursday denied knowledge of any such program. The program facilitates extensive, in-depth surveillance on live communications and stored information. The law allows for the targeting of any customers of participating firms who live outside the U.S. or those Americans whose communications include people outside the U.S. But this disclosure reveals, as a leak to The Guardian on Wednesday, of a top-secret order compelling telecoms provider Verizon to turn over the telephone records of millions of U.S. customers. And the participation of the Internet companies in PRISM will add to this debate. Some of the world's largest Internet brands are claimed to be part of the information-sharing program since its introduction in 2007. Microsoft, which is currently running an advertising campaign with the slogan, "Your privacy is our priority," was the first.
We're out of time. We're out of time, Andrew. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Back to Tim.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and as with me, you have to understand everything is in place. Everybody has a number. You're assigned a number now when you're born, and that number will be with you all of your life. Of course, they initially said, oh, well, it's just a Social Security number, so we want to be able to provide for the elderly. Well, this number will never be used for anything else. We guarantee it. You can trust us. We're from the government, and they were lying. This goes all the way back to the time of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and this whole plan for the dictatorship is laid out. Why? The time will come. You'll neither buy nor sell. Yes, you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. Everybody is to have a number. And, of course, they have their cameras, their video cameras everywhere. Oh, that's to protect us from terrorists or from people stealing things. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is to watch you and everything you do. Everybody has a card, a Social Security card. They have a Visa card, a MasterCard. That's so they can keep track of everything you buy. They have dossiers on you, and they're kept in the fusion centers. Everybody has a dossier where they have all of your personal information. Look up the word fusion center, F-U-S-I-O-N. That's where they keep them. Project Echelon, of course, listens to all of your conversations, and is much more advanced than that, not only Americans, but all throughout the world. They have a system of informants. The FBI has a system of informants. Fortunately, you have the Internet. You can check it out. And there are tens of thousands of informants. They've infiltrated the conservative groups, the liberal groups, the Christian groups. And, of course, they are keeping tabs on what everybody is doing. And then, of course, you have your drones. Some of them as small as a mosquito. They can put them into your house and listen to what you're doing. They have the GPS, the satellites. They have all sorts of vehicles by which they can track you and everything that's going on. This is not happening by accident. The threat of terrorism is totally magnified. Your attention is focused on it, and we've financed the terrorists since its inception. Check it out on the Internet. Fortunately, you can get the information there if you really care. And then we hope that you'll get our material. Our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, will explain to you what it's all about. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of over 50 outlets every single week, where we're reaching people across America, across the world. And people are learning about what's really going on. And then, of course, we need to expose what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, these evil and wicked people working at the highest levels of our corporations, our banks, certainly within the military, within the educational system. Yes, even within the churches, as they change the music and the message of our churches. We're in real trouble because we live the most utopian life that anyone has ever led. The difficulty is it's all coming to a roaring halt. We're having to borrow or print an additional $1 trillion a year just simply to finance that. The Fed buys $85 billion worth of mortgage bonds and treasury bonds every single month to keep the economy from collapsing, but they're on a timetable, and they know they can't do this indefinitely. They're trying to keep it together for a specific period. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and all the other information we have. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. May the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase a medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70.